Caution, the Mark Unger Show contains adult content intended for an adult audience. And besides that, he's really weird. Welcome to the Mark Unger Show with international marriage speaker and author of Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage, Mark Unger. This is your source for practical, down-to-earth marriage advice without all the over-spiritualization or romantic nonsense. And now the host of the Mark Unger Show, Mark Unger.
With delirious joy. What are you laughing about over there?
Oh, nothing. It's just
He's being mean to me. What's new?
The crowd is cheering for the Mark Unger Show, the show that deals with all things concerning...
marriage.
Indeed.
Marriage is what brings us together today.
The Princess Bride. I love this movie. Have you seen this movie?
Of course I have.
Of course you have. Of course you have.
Not as many times as you have.
Has Diane seen the movie?
Of course I have. I own that movie.
Are you sure?
Get back, witch!
Anyway, yeah. I'm your host, the one, the only Mark Unger. Joining me as always, not a witch, but the lovely and charming Diane Brierley. And of course, the amazing Ross Allen Skorzewski.
That's me.
Engineering the show as always, the very talented but eerily creepy Timothy Robert Ray. Engineer extraordinaire, pushing buttons, twisting knobs, and trying to stay awake during the production of this incredibly boring show. This is the show that handles your marital challenges, relational conundrums, and dating dilemmas that you can email to us at askask@markunger.com. Here's how the show works. You get to stay totally anonymous. We are brutally honest. If you don't want brutal honesty, don't email us, okay? Anonymous, brutal, anonymous, brutal, anonymous, brutal, anonymous, brutal. What was the name of that song? Manamana. Was the name of it?
Yes.
Seriously?
Yeah.
That's the name of the song?
Yes.
Manamana. Really?
Yep.
Should this be buttoned or not buttoned? I can't tell.
If you had your hairy chest showing.
I don't have a hairy chest.
This is what I want to do. I want to see the t-shirt drawer. I want to see all of these stinking t-shirts all lined up.
Absolutely
You've got
crazy.
So many ridiculous t-shirts.
Well, I need
you're
a t-shirt
jealous.
To this.
You're jealous because I'm so beautiful. Don't hate me because I'm beautiful.
No, we're jealous because you keep on going buying new clothes.
All right, I'll give you some money to go buy some clothes. All right. What are you talking about? Why are we doing this show? Oh, we're answering people's emails.
Yeah.
Start out. What do you got for us today?
This was all over the internet and the story, news stories everywhere. They've done another study that shows women who wait to have sex report being more satisfied in their relationships than women who don't.
Yeah, but that's...
But it's not waiting until you're
title.
Married.
It's waiting 6 months.
Apparently the optimum number of days to wait, 182 days, which is 6 months. Those women report that they are happier in their relationships.
Because they wait 6 months. Yes.
Higher levels of satisfaction, commitment, intimacy, emotional support, and sexual satisfaction in the resulting relationship if they wait 6 months.
Well, I would try waiting till marriage.
There you go.
Why don't you try that? See how that works for you. 6 months. This is like you're a saint because you're holy if you can go 6 months without pulling your panties off. Good Lord. People are crazy. And they wonder why they're so miserable. And again, non-Christians, I don't have a problem with them. I mean, they do what they do. What ticks me off is Christians do this.
Yes.
Christian people. People who say they love Jesus. They come to church, praise the name of Jesus. And they're praising God and they're happy and stuff. And then they live like hell. Raising their hands on Sunday morning, raising their legs on Sunday night. Whee! Good Lord.
But then they pray and ask God to bring them the one. Because he has one out there for them, you know.
Anyway, does waiting 6 months to have sex improve your relationships? The studies say yes. Mm-hmm. I bet it does. How about you wait even longer than that and not have sex before you get married? See, try it God's way. Maybe he knows something about humanity, and maybe that's a better way to go.
Do you think?
We'll take a break. We'll be back with your emails right after this.
Have a marriage dilemma? Email your questions to ask@markgunger.com, and Mark can answer them during one of our shows.
And we are here, this podcast of the Mark Gunger Show. We're doing another plug for our sponsor. We have a new sponsor. Of all the sponsors we have. Actually, this is the only one.
The only one.
No, actually, we have a new sponsor with Fave Television, Family yes. and Values Entertainment. We haven't got to it yet.
Yes.
We'll get there. But anyway, this podcast today is being brought to you by Audible.com. They're our first sponsor. Let's hear it for them. They are the leading provider of audiobooks with over 100,000 downloadable titles from all across all types of literature.
Literature.
You want to be educated. Now, so you want to be educated. You don't have time to read, right? Right? So get an audiobook. Pop it in. You can listen to it. And you become educated that way automatically. It has fiction, nonfiction, periodical. What category are we in? We're probably nonfiction.
Yeah. but we're not a book.
We're not a book, actually, yeah.
We need to get your book on there, though.
We should, but I can't imagine me sitting down and reading my whole book out loud.
I know, but you need to, because in your voice, it'll be the best.
I can't imagine just reading my book. I don't know if I've ever actually read my whole book in one sitting. It took forever to write it.
Do you ever read a book in its entirety in one setting?
On occasion, but not very often.
How many pages?
I'm not a big reader. Well, at least one page. That's the beautiful of audible.com.
You don't have to read. You just listen.
All you guys out there, you need to get this information. You don't need to read.
That's why you need to put it on audio. Your book.
And so audible.com. And check it out for the Mark Gunger Show listeners, because we have such power, such influence on the world. They are giving our listeners a free audiobook of your choice. A free book. You can go and pick any book you want. Mm-hmm. And listen to the whole, and you get it for absolutely free, and a 30-day free trial membership. All you have to do is go on to audiblepodcast.com/Gunger, G-U-N-G-O-R, okay? audiblepodcast.com/Gunger. Some great books in Audible. There's 100,000.
Oh, yeah.
There's a gazillion, but some of them are a little crazy, but look for the good ones.
Yes.
Grace-Based Parenting by Tim Kimmel.
Yes, he's our friend.
We know Tim. He's a great guy. Mm-hmm. He actually reads it. Ken Davis, his book, Fully Alive, Lighten Up and Live. We love Ken Davis. Ken, he's crazy. He's a hilarious.
Would get that book of
that
his.
That is
I would
one
like to
funny
hear
guy.
Oh, he's
you
know, hilarious.
You should take the free thing and go on. You can,
I should.
You know, actually, I should. I should go to my own website and get my own free book and listen to Ken Davis.
I want to.
Just go to audiblepodcast.com/Gunger. audiblepodcast.com/Gunger. I think I'm going to do it so I can get Ken Davis's book for free and then laugh and tell him, I got your book and I didn't pay for it. All right, check it out.
Let me tell you people, well, I ain't got nothing but the blues.
You have a rug cleaner at your house?
I
don't want the whole machine.
When you have a dog,
I just want a can of
peas.
No, listen,
I have.
So you can wait for the dog to die before you bring it back.
No, I've already been in dialogue with your wife. Your wife knows.
I just need a can of the rug cleaner spray.
What do you care?
You're listening to the Mark Gunger Show.
I'm clean your rugs.
Talk about love, marriage, and rug cleaning.
Clean rugs.
Just before we came back, you asked if where the rug cleaner was. I said, do I look like I would know where the rug cleaner is?
And I tell you,
Ross says, oh, I have it.
But both of you are wrong, because I don't want the cleaner. I just want the can of the
spray, so I can just
clean that spot.
No,
that
I think you should clean.
Oh, we have like an OxyClean thing.
That's what I need. Yeah, I'll do that. When I'm cleaning the machine, I'll clean your rug.
I'll sell you some.
I'm the maid.
Diane does everything here. She's even the maid.
Will you come by my house too and help? I've got a big pile of leaves that gotta go to the curb.
You're listening to the Mark Gunger Show, talking about love, marriage, and relationships. Answering your emails, you can email to us at askask@markgunger.com.
Okay, not really a question. Well, kind of, but I'm afraid this might actually set you off.
Yes, no.
Yes, no.
She says, and we have heard this on rare occasion from other women. I know you have heard this before. I've listened to some of your video during a marriage class in my church. It confused and upset me.
Oh, boo-hoo.
How can you say that a man's motivation for being nice to his spouse is to get to the happy place? If that is true, then my marriage just became a very depressing place.
Oh,
where
boo-hoo.
Do you go from there? Certainly not, oh, and by the way, I love you as Christ loved the church, every nice action or word on his part that I would have thought came from the motivation of love for me just became a pawn to get intercourse. If the only benefit I, as a woman, have over a golden retriever as a companion is a happy place, then marriage is a damaging relationship that is demeaning to a woman.
Sure it is.
Go ahead.
We're so happy that we got married to someone like you.
People like this are clueless as the day is long. First of all, they have no sense of humor.
Right.
They take everything extremely literally.
Right.
They have no, you know, oh, I'm no different than a golden retriever. Yes, yes, that's my message. I really believe women are basically dogs. I mean, these are people, they're just as clueless as the day is long. Mm-hmm. And you just want, should I even try and reason with this? Or just let her stay in her own delusional state? You know, just stay in your own delusional state. Look, the reality is a man's main interest in getting a wife is for sexual fulfillment. If that's a shock to you, then good Lord, stay single. I mean, what a dork.
What's the woman's main interest in a guy to get married, by the way?
I think hers is to be loved. There is much more about emotional. Okay. And what I'm trying to say, look, I get that. But what I'm trying to tell
you. So what makes that acceptable in a man's sexual need unacceptable?
Why? Because that's holy. See, in her mind, as long as it's about love, it's holy. If it's about sex, it's not holy. You just made
God
my marriage
gave both.
Cheap.
God gave that you both. To you? God
yes,
gave a
exactly.
woman the emotional thing? Why is you getting your emotional need met holy and a man getting his
because
sexual God-given sexual need unholy?
She is a damaged, confused woman, is all I can say. You know, I don't know what their problem is. For some reason, when you start to say, look, fundamentally, marriage is a sexual contract, they come unglued. I'm just glad I didn't marry her. Good Lord. What fun she's got to be. You know, do you think really a guy married you just because he wanted to hold your hand and look into your eyes for the rest of his life? You think that's what really what motivates men?
I mean, is she,
do you think men have this overwhelming urge? I just want someone to hold me. Do you really think? Well, see, what it is they get mad. These chicks get mad because men aren't like women.
Yeah.
Men should be like women. Women want to, we're holier. You're not holier. God made men the way we are, and he did it on purpose. You guys, we're step number two. Don't give me this nonsense that somehow you're holier. Now, your desire is to be loved. Great, fine, fabulous. But don't kid yourself. Your husband's main need in any relationship is a sexual need.
But you would never literally say that anything a guy does is just to get you
not
in the sack.
Not everything.
But see,
good
that's
Lord.
What she takes
but
it to such an
because
extreme.
Because they're extremists. You can't reason with these people. Here's the thing. If you listen to my seminar, most intelligent people get it. They understand. This show is about using hyperbole to make points. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Most normal people listen to it and they get it. There's people who listen to the show all the time. There's people listening right now who are coming unglued or watching us on television. Oh, I can't believe we said it. Because they take everything exactly literally.
Mm-hmm.
They don't understand exaggerations to make points, which also makes it entertaining and funny for the rest of the world to listen to. They have not the ability to do this. I feel sorry for people like this. It's like they had their personalities surgically removed at birth. You know, so we get this on from time to time. The women
yes.
who just get really, really upset because I say marriage is fundamentally a sexual contract. Yes. It is.
Yeah.
That's what, it's the fact that a woman would even be
but
surprised
God made
by
it that way.
No, I'm just saying she's acting like this is a surprise to her. The fact that some
she's
women are
that,
even
truth.
Surprised by this is stunning to me.
She must think that he married her to hold her hand and cow-eye her and do all of these things to meet every emotional need. Well, come
on.
Well,
I don't know. Maybe he did.
Well, maybe she's got the unique man.
Well, if he did, he's the exception.
Yeah.
I'm telling. And it's not like we don't like that, too.
Right.
Guys like the whole package. But I promise you, the number one fundamental desire for a man to take a wife is for sexual fulfillment. Mm-hmm. It's not to hang out. We'd rather hang out with our friends. Does this offend you? If a guy has a choice, would you rather just to hang out with a bunch of chicks who are all day long or with some guys? You'd rather go hang with guys where we shoot stuff, we blow stuff up, we make very disgusting body sounds, and we just hang out and we laugh at all kinds of inappropriate things. That's where the men, we're the land
then
of men.
Then I want to make love to my wife and go to bed.
Oh, yeah, then go home, make love, and go to sleep. I mean, does she think that's what guys want? We're so lonely inside. That we need them to spend time with? Do you think that's what this is about? Now look, it's part of it. But the fundamental drive is for sexual fulfillment. For women, it's different then. Okay, fine. Why is yours holier than ours? Why is her approach, why is her perspective so much more
righteous
than mine?
That's what I'm asking.
Why is because a man's approach cheapens marriage and is...
makes it demeaning to women.
Demeaning.
What about the women who they have the primary motivation that they want financial security from a husband?
Isn't that demeaning to a man? That's insulting to a man.
They're just silly. It's silliness to me.
It is silliness.
Just saying.
You know, I appreciate you, lady, for listening to the show and for writing in and for watching the thing, but you need to lighten up. If your husband, literally, his main interest in you is not sex, well, then good for you. What do you want?
If the shoe fits, wear it. If it doesn't, then move on. Maybe you have a husband who's not.
And maybe he's not. Maybe he does not even. Maybe he can't even get it up, for all I know. I don't know. Maybe he's just happy to sit there and snuggle and be held.
Maybe.
Hold me.
Talk to me.
Talk to me. I've made a guy's half gay. I don't know. But to impugn men because we want to have sex, that somehow that makes us unholy, is an insult to the God who made us.
I agree.
And I'm yelling at her.
Because the emotion is holy and the sex is unholy.
I'm not mad at anybody. It's just ridiculous. It's just, they just don't get it. These people just don't get it. All right, great. What are you going to do? You can't reason with people. There's no one so blind as he who will not see. And why women think that if a man acts like a man, that it's evil. You know, the church has bought into this nonsense. You guys know this. Go to any church on Mother's Day. Listen to the sermons. Oh, it's women are divine and holy and so much like God. Then go listen to the sermons on Father's Day. Men are bad. Men are stupid. Men aren't leading. Men are... Really, guys, this is our message. Women are great. Men suck. I mean, and then they wonder why your churches aren't growing. You wonder why more men don't want to go to church. How about we start validating men and start realizing that being a man is not... What is the word she uses?
Demeaning.
Demeaning.
Marriage is a damaging relationship that is demeaaning to women.
Damaging.
It's all about the happy place.
Because he wants to be sexually fulfilled. This is damaging to women. Really. This is your perspective. I feel sorry for you. And what's your opinion? Great. Have a great life. Move on. What else you got? Should we take a break?
You want to?
We'll take a break and we'll be back with, hopefully, not quite as depressing emails, but... Looking at our meals, they usually are depressing. We'll be back with more right after this.
Want more of Mark? Visit markgunger.com. There you will find everything that Mark has to offer.
I got a promise when I believe a mustard seed is all that I need. One way.
Move that mountain, it's one rock at a time.
Jimmy Bradford, check out his music at jimmybradford.com. You're listening to the Mark Gunger Show, talking about love, marriage, and relationships. Answering your emails. This lady just emailed us. Mm-hmm. And she listened to my seminar on DVD.
What was that?
It talks about the fundamental need of a man and what draws him to a woman is his need for sex.
Crawling.
Forget about crawling. So they're upset about it. She's upset about it. She's thinking that I'm cheapening marriage because it's about sex. Says who? Now, these are people, they think sex is dirty. To her, it's dirty. It's like,
it's demeaning.
It's demeaning if it's about sex.
Shouldn't just be about
that. It's not just about anything. There's not one thing, but I'm telling you, the fundamental reason a man is drawn to a woman is for sexual fulfillment. And here's a lady, and we get this from time to time.
Yeah.
They're just, these church ladies are completely blown away by this. These are people who think of sex as dirty.
Yeah.
There's certainly no fun, these people. Good Lord. What? I wish I could be married to someone who thinks of sex as something that's cheap and demeaning. Good man. Thank you, God.
I can't relate. I cannot
Thank
relate.
Thank God I didn't run into that. What the? And most people aren't like this.
No.
The good news is these people are very much accepted. They're very loud mouth people.
Yes.
Who yell and scream about this. And then pastors say, oh, he says it's all about sex. I didn't say it's all about sex. I'm saying it's the fundamental reason a man is drawn to a woman. What do you think? We just want to hang out with you guys? Do you think it's...
That's what they want. That's what these ladies want.
Our desire is just to sit there and hug and be held? We're men. We're drawn to women because, wow, we have the sex drive that is just screaming at us. Even Paul said, the reason to get married is for sexual fulfillment. Is Paul the apostle a pig? Is Paul the apostle terrible? Did Paul the apostle demean marriage? This lady does not know what she's talking about. And all the ones like her don't know what they're talking about. Thankfully, they are a very small minority. Moving on. What
else? Okay, question about missionary dating.
There's a missionary position.
That's just all I
guess. That's the first thing that came into my mind.
Of course it did.
Because
it
I'm cheap in marriage.
Sex.
It's sex. I'm a pig.
Missionary dating.
Missionary dating. That's not the missionary position,
boring.
Boys.
What's missionary dating?
I don't know.
All right. Well, if you'll let me read it, I'll explain.
All right.
I have a friend who's about to get married next month, much to the chagrin of her parents. Mm-hmm. She's marrying a young man whose relationship with Jesus is questionable. The young man says he's a Christian. That was my friend's stipulation. He had to be a Christian before they married. But it seems to me that his authenticity is questionable. Even if he is a Christian, the whole relationship will be strained because the gal is the more spiritually mature, and the whole unequally yoked thing comes into play,
I guess. That's not unequally yoked. Unequally yoked is when you are with someone who is not a believer. Now, if he's a believer and just not a spiritual, now these women, they're crazy. They think because they're more spiritual, they're unequally yoked. They obviously, they don't know what the Bible says. They make stuff up. You girls out there, just because you might be more spiritual than your husband does not mean you're unequally yoked. Who teaches this stuff? Someone out there has to be telling these people this. Have you heard anybody who's been teaching this?
Well, yeah, the man has to be the spiritual leader.
If you're more spiritual that you're unequally yoked.
Well, then he's not the leader, and then you're going
to be
miserable.
Well, no, the Bible says you're not supposed to be unequally yoked with anybody.
Then you can't be friends with anybody.
So you only can be friends with
people work for anybody.
Who are at your spiritual level.
Right? That's crazy.
What an asinine concept. Mm-hmm. You're not supposed to be unequally. It doesn't say just with husbands. You're not supposed to be unequally yoked with anybody. If it means spirituality, then I can't be with Ross because Ross is not nearly as spiritual as I am.
Which
is
true.
More spiritual.
And neither of these men could even come
and
into the room with me because
Diana's way more spiritual
than
we are.
Of it all. Okay.
And Nancy's more spiritual than a whole lot of us, so no one can even talk to Nancy because she's so spiritual.
Right.
Seriously, people, someone's got to be teaching this. I don't know who it is.
I don't know.
When I find out, I'm going to go off on him.
Anyhow, she
Good
says,
night.
I say all of this because it reminds me of a dating term I've heard churches throw around, missionary dating. Mm-hmm. What is your opinion on this subject? How does my friend's family cope with the fact that despite all their warnings and such, she still insists on marrying this guy?
All right. First of all, she's making a huge mistake. I tell people all the time, use your brain when you're getting married. And one of the best ways you can do that, because your emotions will mess with you, is listen to your friends and your family and your spiritual mentors. If all the people closest to you are telling you it's a mistake, it's a mistake. She's being very foolish, this lady, by dating someone. Not because of the spiritual
What if that was the only thing the family was having in
issue? Not very likely. Okay. I think it's very unlikely. You know, it's possible that he claims to be a Christian, but he's really not a Christian.
Well, maybe he's saying he's a Christian. He's going and doing all sorts of questionable things in his life.
Yeah. But that's why you should listen to your family and your friends. I just went off on her because I don't like this idea that being more spiritual than not is being unequally yoked. That's not what the Bible's talking about.
It means believers and unbelievers.
That's what it's talking. You're not supposed to be unequally. For example, you don't have to be married. If all your friends, your closest people that you confide in are unbelievers, you are unequally yoked with them. That's inappropriate, okay? Not that you can't have non-Christian friends, but that's where you got to draw the line. Mm-hmm. It's not talking about who's more spiritual. That is absurd. So that just irritated me. That wasn't even the point of her email.
Okay, now she wants to know about the missionary dating. You know what that is? Someone who's saved dating someone who's not saved, trying to be the missionary in their life to get them saved.
I don't have a problem with it to the degree that, what are we talking about here? If you're going to go, listen, and we got a lot of gorgeous women in the church, you're some cute thing, and some unsaved guy comes and say, would you like to go to dinner with me sometime? And you look at him and say, I'll tell you what, I'll go to dinner with you if you come to church with me 3 times. I got no problem with that at all. It comes to church. Most people, if they're going to hear the gospel 3 times, if they're going to respond, will usually respond. It's amazing. Not all. Some take some years and a half, but I'm just saying. But a lot of them, you'll really get a feel for how he responds to the things of God. He might actually wind up getting saved. Mm-hmm. He comes to church for 3 times, and then you go and have dinner with him. You don't have to marry the guy. You have dinner with him, you're done. You move on. Why don't you want to go out again? I got to watch my goldfish. I'm busy. You know, you clearly know that he's not that interested in faith. I have no problem with that. And let's say he really does accept Jesus. You're still not obligated to marry the guy. We're talking dating. We're talking going to dinner.
Yeah.
There's no big problem. I will happily go to dinner with anybody if it's an opportunity to get that person to be exposed to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Of course, I wouldn't know what that's like. I was born married. But I mean, it doesn't work the other way around. Some woman came to me and said, could we go to dinner sometime? And she was not a Christian. I was like, and she really wanted it. Usually most guys pursue them.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say, I'll tell you what, you come to church with me for the next month. I'll go to dinner with you. It just doesn't work the other way, but for guys, they would do it.
Yes.
If you're really cute, and this is my chance to go to dinner with you, I'll go to church with you. Or if he says, no, there's no way, then you're done.
Dump him.
But no, I don't have a problem with that. Again, we're not talking marrying him, having sex with him, or anything. You're not committed to them any way, shape, or form. You're just dinner to get him in church.
Caution. The Mark Gunger Show contains adult content intended for an adult audience.
There's too much magic.
There's too much magic when you listen to The Mark Gunger Show. It's what makes us spark.
A fool can see.
Oh, the magic in the room. Anyway, you're listening to The Mark Gunger Show. Actually, you're listening to Michael O'Brien. Great artist. Check out his music at michaelo.org. You're listening to and or watching The Mark Gunger Show. Talking about love, marriage, and relationships. Answering emails about such.
What ready to move on? Moving she on. Wants to know, what should I do? I've been listening to your show for about a month and agree with everything you have said. Better than me.
There's a shock. Nobody agrees with everything I say. My wife doesn't agree with everything I say. All right.
My boyfriend and I just started to attend church, and we have spoken about getting married.
Okay.
I'm a single parent of a three-year-old, and my daughter's father is not in the picture at all.
Okay.
He knows he has a daughter, but he doesn't want anything to do with her, so I've been strong in doing things on my own. I've been dating my boyfriend for about a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
We are sexually active, and I've been hearing your show, I've been telling him how I feel about us having sex. He told me that he wants to have a normal relationship, which I know means he wants to be sexually active.
Dump him! Dump him! Okay. They're both going to church?
Apparently.
What, does he have a question?
She said, yeah, she wants to know because he wants to move in. She wants to get married. He wants to wait and save the money to get a wedding and a ring. She says, I'd rather be married at the court and have the Lord bless our union. I know the daughter's young, and if we do break off, she'll forget him, but it's the only dad she's ever known. She wants to do things right according to God.
She is making all kinds of excuses to marry an idiot. I want my daughter to this, and I want God to bless our union. You mean you're fornicating?
You want God, she wants to God do things the right way.
She wants to do the right thing. Well, keep your panties on. And I don't understand these people. What am I missing here? Now, I get it if you're not a Christian. You're a heathen. You're a Satan worshiper. You sacrifice goats and corners and chant, I don't know, whatever you do. That I understand, but you're a Christian. These people claim to be Christians. They want to do things the right way. They want to honor God. I'm saying how said, and they're taking their panties off and having sex with these guys. What version of Christianity is this? I'm telling you, people have lost their ever-loving minds. And you people, listen, I know it's not very popular today to talk about judgment and hell, and there's a lot of people who don't even think there is a hell. They're in for quite a surprise, by the way. And I know, you know, it's not very popular. But there's going to be a judgment day. What do you think is going to happen when people who stand before God, who claim to be Christians, were lying, were cheating, were fornicating, were committing adultery, were doing God knows what, and they think it's going to be all okay? Well, yeah, we believe in grace. No, that's not grace. That's grease. I don't know what you guys think grace is. Paul was very clear. These kinds of people will not inherit the kingdom of God. These people have no fear. No fear. Jesus said, do not fear those who can kill the body. Mm-hmm. Fear those who fear he, the one who can send both body and hell and body and soul into hell. There's a little bit of fear, just like there's no fear. Yep. You're fornicating. You're getting naked with some man who doesn't want to treat you with respect, doesn't want to honor God the right way. You're claiming to want to honor Jesus. You're getting naked with him and doing God knows what with a kid, your own kid next door in the next bedroom, and we love Jesus. Really? You mean the Jesus who said, if a man so much as looks at a woman, he commits adultery? That's the Jesus you love? The Jesus who said, if your hand offend you, cut it off? That's the Jesus we talk about? Must be different. They must be talking about Jesus different. Rodriguez. You know what I'm saying? They're called Jesus. A lot of these Latino guys, their names, it must be
Jesus, yeah.
Jesus Rodriguez from the Bronx. That's who she's talking about. That's who they believe in. We're good friends of Jesus Rodriguez, and we're having sex with you. That maybe that's what they mean.
Maybe
I'm missing error. I thought they meant Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I apologize. They're talking about some Latino guys.
Yes.
We follow Jesus. You know. That's a different. I thought it was Jesus Christ. Obviously, no. It was Jesus Rodriguez. You know, from the Bronx. That's who they're following. Then I shouldn't get mad at them. You know.
She says she's 31, and she can't see going out to meet somebody new at this point in her life. So
that's because they're following Jesus Rodriguez. Jesus.
Jesus.
I'm a believer in Jesus. I'm sure Jesus appreciates that. He's a nice guy. Works downtown in the Bronx. You know, he's a nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
That's got to be who they're talking about. It can't be Jesus Christ.
Right.
That Jesus, that can't possibly be who she's talking about.
That she wants to do things right in his eyes.
These people are delusional. They're just delusional. I know I'm sounding mean, but they need some yelling at them. You think I mean? What do you think, God? What do you think is going to happen on Judgment Day when you stand before God? And say, you know, I was really following Jesus Christ, assuming that you might actually be referring to Jesus, and say, well, yeah, but I'd keep getting naked with men and having sex with my daughters right next door in the next room.
Because I couldn't see myself going out and finding another guy, so I stayed with this one and stayed in this situation.
What is it with women? They feel compelled to stay with such losers. Here's a guy who has no respect for her.
You've already said this, but you've already answered this, though.
It's a curse. It's part of the curse.
Yes.
Yeah, and she's afraid.
Your desire will
be
for him.
She'd rather have a cruddy guy than no guy.
She's making all these compromises. So this guy who supposedly loves Jesus, Christ, I guess, unless we are talking about Jesus Rodriguez from the Bronx, he wants to move in and screw her regularly.
They're taking marriage enrichment classes at the church.
Seriously?
I wonder what the marriage enrichment class leaders are teaching them.
What kind of church are these people going? I'm telling you. And then we wonder. You guys watching the show, we wonder why the church is in such a mess. We wonder where the power of God is today. We wonder how come more people aren't getting saved. Gee, I wonder why. When we have churches that are encouraging people and okay to screw each other's little brains out, and who cares if people get naked, and who cares? Oh, God understands it. Who cares if you look at porn and masturbate? Who cares? And we wonder why the church is in such a mess. This is what we have. You know how many emails we get like this?
A lot.
I mean, it's more than we can handle. Give me that stack. Look at this. For everybody who thinks we're so terrible and so mean to people, look, this is just for today. We can't even keep up with the emails that people send us. And we yell at them. This is what we're full of today. People who have no moral sense, no sense of righteousness, not willing. They don't have hearts. Look, you should have a heart to serve Jesus no matter what. When you read the Gospels and Jesus talks about the cost of discipleship, it'll cost you everything. He says, don't fear those who will kill you. You will be hated by all people because of me. I mean, on the one hand, you can't buy salvation, yet it'll cost you everything you have. You have to be willing to honor God no matter who it separates you from, no matter who it associates you with, no matter what it costs you. If it costs you everything, that's the cost of discipleship. But no, we have people who make it up. I'm a disciple of Jesus as long as I do whatever I want to do.
Yep.
And we're talking fundamental morality here. We're not debating on whether or not you can watch Gilligan Island reruns or not. We're not discussing, you know, the fine points of financial management. We're not discussing all kinds of theoretical, gee, if God's so big, can he make a rock so big that he can't pick it up? I mean, there's all kinds of stuff that people can play with in their heads. We're talking fundamental morality. Fundamental biblical morality is really false. That, under that context comes, you do not have sex with people you're not married to. Therefore, no adultery and no fornication. What more fundamental is there? I don't know what people are. Look, I don't hate you, but for the grace of God, I'm not there fornicating myself. But dear God, and God forbid I ever go do that and start committing adultery, I hope I have at least some moral sense not to go around saying, well, I still love Jesus, it's okay. You know, I'll even cut slack with people who make a mistake. They're out there, a moment of passion, you're in a bad situation, somebody grabs something, you do something you shouldn't have, pretty soon you're having sex and you're okay, and then feeling awful about it, and I don't condemn people. Okay, stuff happens, I get it. But stop! Mm-hmm. But no, this continues on a year and a half. Year and a half. I bet you it didn't take her a month before she's having sex with this guy.
Probably not.
Now he wants to move in so he can have sex with her on a regular basis. Still won't really marry her yet. Kind of push it off in the future. And these women do it anyway.
Yep.
Again, non-Christian women, I get it. Satan worshippers, I get it. I have no problem. But when you're a Christian and this is your modus operandi, there is something wrong with you. And if your church approves of this, there's something wrong with your church. and you guys can yell at me all you want, and you can think I'm awful for saying what I'm saying right now. You know what? I'm going to answer to God someday, and so are you. One thing's for sure, we will all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. The Bible's very clear of that, and we will give an answer for what we've done in the body. Well, what are you doing with your body? I mean, Paul even talks about it. The problem with fornication is you're taking the temple of Christ and you're connecting with someone in a disgusting way that's offensive to God. Mm-hmm. But they have no connection for this. I don't know. She's making a horrible mistake. She's thinking not clearly. The reason she's not thinking clearly because she's having sex is clouding her brain. That's why you single people should not be having sex before you get married, because it makes you stupid. Mm-hmm. So you're rationalizing. My dear lady, thank you for listening to the show. You probably never listen again. But thank you for at least you're open to hearing some ideas. But you are rationalizing a marriage with a guy who is a pig, who doesn't treat you with respect, who claims the name of Jesus, at least Jesus Christ, we think. Maybe it is Jesus Rodriguez. I don't know. But if he's talking about the name of Jesus, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, how he can claim the name of Jesus and then keep getting into your pants and now wants to move in so he can get in your pants on a regular basis and says he still loves Jesus, you're buying this? You think he's going to make a good father for your daughter? You think he's going to make a good husband? You are delusional. You need to stop it. You need to dump his butt, and you need to get your heart right with God, and you need to start living right and quit letting man get in your pants. How about we start with that fundamental basic morality and see what God will do in your life? We'll take a break. We'll be back with more.
Sign up for Mark's newsletter for your chance to win a Kindle Fire. Visit laughyourway.com.
Folks say it comes at midnight. And oh, that's true.
Maybe we're back on the Mark Unger Show. Talking about love, marriage, and relationship. We are so far from God today. And I'm talking Christians, and I'm talking in the church. We're just so far from God. I don't know. I don't know what's happened. Ever since the sexual revolution, we've lost our ever-loving minds. There is no standard anymore.
Right.
And it's not about condemning. I'm not condemning anybody. I'm not condemning this lady. I think she's in a dangerous place. And if she doesn't repent, I don't want to be her on Judgment Day. Good Lord. But it's not like they mess up one time and then feel guilty and try to make it right. I get that. But every week, fornicating.
And just living in that state.
2 months, 3 months, 6 months, 12 months, 15 months, 18 months.
But we love Jesus.
And we love Jesus. Really? Where's the sense of shame? Where's the sense
remorse,
of guilt? Where's the sense of remorse?
Yeah.
Well, there's no guilt or shame in Jesus. In Jesus, if you repent, there's not. If you keep sinning, yes, there is. No, there's not. I'm telling you, there's people that are this whole extreme grace thing.
Yeah.
They think you can
do
anything.
They can live however they want.
It doesn't really matter. All right, lots of luck with that. I'm warning you. There's going to be a judgment
day. The fear
of
God in me, man, that's all I can say.
There's a judgment. You're not supposed to fear God. Really? Because Jesus said, don't fear people who can kill you. Fear God who can send you to hell.
Yeah. I mean, she's afraid of her daughter not having a dad. She's afraid of trying to find somebody else again. Why are you afraid of those things, but you're not afraid
of your soul? Really? I'm afraid for this, these little pity things, but I have no fear for standing before God as a fornicator, violating all of the Bible's teachings about sexual propriety. Really? I don't know what kind of church do you think these people go to?
I don't know, and it goes back to
the
this
no
whole
condemnation
they're in this
Church of Christ.
The
no condemnation Church of Christ.
I mean, I don't get it. Look, if we can freely commit adultery and fornicate our little brains out and still be committed Christians,
what am I doing?
No, what are we doing at all?
Yeah, exactly.
Why are we doing this?
Yep.
What's the difference?
You just all go out and do whatever you want to do.
Yeah, what's the difference between us and not? Well, because we believe in Jesus. Well, what does that mean?
Doesn't mean anything.
Well, I believe in Jesus. Well, the devil believes in Jesus. How's that working out for him? I'm telling you, I don't understand it.
I question
people
these.
Because we're very strong with people. And I'm sure some people are mortified the way we talk to people like this. You are a Christian. You are a follower of Jesus Christ. Read the teachings of Jesus Christ. He's not messing around. And yet you say you believe and love and serve this Jesus and then do some of the most fundamentally offensive things you can possibly do before God with aplomb, with no restriction, with no problem. And she's announcing that now she's considering letting the guy move in so he can screw her on a daily basis and we'll eventually get married someday. Wow. And then they wonder why God doesn't bless them. They wonder why their life is a mess. They wonder why they're struggling. Pastor, we're trying to trust God, and you say God will answer prayer, but he's not answering our prayer. I wonder why. Well, I'll give you a pretty good guess why. You think this is going to bring blessing into your life, doing this stuff? You know, it's back to that teaching in Ezekiel. Ezekiel said, you know, you guys are worse than prostitutes.
Yeah.
Worse than, what is it, Ezekiel 16:37? I don't know, whatever it is. It literally says, God speaking to Israel, said, you're worse than prostitutes because at least a prostitute has the moral sense to ask for cash.
Ezekiel 16:31.
Go read it. Read that whole chapter. He's on Israel because you guys are worse than prostitutes. At least a prostitute has the sense to get money. You're whoring yourself out for nothing. For free. Indeed, he says you're worse than a prostitute because you give to your lovers. And these women, that's exactly what they do. And now she's ready to give to him more and take care of him and wash his underwear and feed his clothes. And you're worse. The Bible says worse than a hooker. Don't yell at me. That's what the Bible says. Read it. Ezekiel 16?
31.
Yep. 16, just read the whole chapter. He's going on this whole rant. And he says, literally, a prostitute. See, here's what you girls think. You think women who are married and then girls who have sex with their boyfriends and way at the bottom are whores and prostitutes. When God says, no, no, no. Women who are married, whores and prostitutes, and you girls who have sex with men for nothing. You're the ones at the bottom of God's morality list. You give to your lover. That's what he says. Yeah. You're worse than a prostitute because you give to your lovers. And these women do. I'll take care of you. I'll serve you. I'll move in with you. Ah, la, 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 la. All for nothing. Will he marry you? I don't know. Maybe. Well, we're going to save some money. Well, we think. Here's a woman who's putting out, not just sexually, but any other way she can, cheapening herself, as the Bible says, lower than a hooker and a whore. And then they wonder why God doesn't bless them. They wonder why they struggle. Well, they wonder why their lives are such a mess. I know these are extremely harsh words for you guys to hear. And not just you, but tons of other women who listen to the show. And they have no moral sense. And I don't know. I tell you, you know, Judgment Day is bad enough. Wait till preachers get to Judgment Day. It's going to be worse on us.
Well, that's what I was wondering. Who's leading the class that they're in?
I don't know.
I was in charge, like we're doing your small group or something at church, and there's unmarried that I know are living together, fornicating, I'm going to let them sit in a class that I'm in charge of and not question that and say, what y'all doing? Well, where's the leaders of this church and the leader of that class?
Apparently, we can't take a moral stand about anything today. We recycle. I guess that's our moral stand.
Recycle.
We recycle.
We recycle and save the trees and the whales.
That's what we do. We're into whales and trees. Mm-hmm. Who cares what God thinks? We just can't sin against Mother Earth. Maybe that's people's morality today.
I guess.
There is fundamental right and wrong. We've lost this. We can't get straight in the church. The concept. And a lot of people's Christian, not most churches, but a lot of churches, they can't just get that much straight in their hand. You should not have sex with people you're not married to.
Well, because they can't judge people. We don't want to be, well, you've heard it. We don't want to be judgmental.
Don't want to hurt anybody's feelings.
And one of the things that happen on Judgment Day? They think there is no, I guess they don't think there is a Judgment Day anymore. A lot of people don't think there's a hell anymore.
I guess.
Poor God. I mean, we're changing the rules on God every other day. Mm-hmm. And I just get flabbergasted by these people. I don't know. I don't know what they're thinking. I don't think they're thinking. I think we have lost our moral souls. We've lost our moral center. Not every church. Obviously, not. I'm talking about every church. There's a lot of churches that are absolutely right dead on. But this picture of Christianity, we get these emails in piles.
Yes, we do.
And even some of the most fundamentalist churches have people like this, and they think in these terms. I got people in my own church who think this way. But not because I'm preaching that way, I'll tell you that. But just people who can sit in my church and listen to my rants, and they are hell-bent. And hell is a good word. They are hell-bent. They will not change. Doesn't matter what to say. I'm going to fornicate my little brains off, and there's nothing you can. You're right. You can fornicate as much as you want, but don't kid yourself. There's a day we're all going to answer for this stuff. We'll take our final break and be back right after this.
Download your free Mark Gunger app today to see all of the latest from the world of Mark Gunger.
You listen to the Mark Gunger Show. Totally rattled. I'm just totally rattled. I don't get it. You know, the church is great at not condemning people. I'm all for not condemning people. Jesus said, I don't condemn you. We do that part, but we don't do the second part. Go and sin no more. Jesus says, I don't condemn you, just go and sin no more. How many times do you tell people, go and sin no more? That part we seem to be incapable of grasping.
Might I ask you something?
I don't have a problem if somebody makes a mistake. People could do anything. I mean, seriously.
I know.
You could tell me you did God knows what, and I would I would not, I'm telling you, I would move on. Anybody could tell me that.
I know.
And I don't hate anybody over it. Okay, well, let's get it right. Let's ask God to forgive you. Now stop. That's not what I'm reacting to, this wholesale, oh, it doesn't matter. I can keep doing it until I feel I quit doing it.
Here's
it doesn't
the
really matter.
Phrase that I hear all the time, and I want to know what you think of this. People will say, but God knows where your heart is. He'll meet you where you're at. Do you hear, have you ever heard that? I hear that a lot.
Yeah,
what does that mean? That you can do whatever, you can be disobedient to what the word of God says just because, well, he understands and he's going to meet you where you're at.
I'm just saying, it's not in the Bible. Read what Jesus taught. We don't teach the gospel. We think the gospel is believe in Jesus. Just believe and pray. That's what we think. That's not the gospel. What's the gospel? Read it. Read it. Take all the teaching. Jesus said, go into all the world and teach them to obey what I've told you to obey. Do you know what Jesus? Do you know the commandments of Jesus? Most people look at you, they have no idea. I knew there were 10 commandments. No. We're talking about the commandments. He's got like 50 commands. And a lot of it has to do with this morality problem. They have no idea. We're not teaching the gospel. We think the gospel is to tell people to believe in Jesus and say this prayer. That's not the gospel. That's the opening salvo of the gospel. Certainly you have to believe, but now I need to teach you. And that we haven't done. We think if we just get people to pray a prayer, it's good. That's all we got to do. If that's what you think, great. You go with it. I hope you're right. I hope, because if you're right, a lot more people get in heaven than my version. I'll tell you that right now. But I think you're sadly mistaken. No way can you read the teachings of Jesus and come up with a version of Christianity we have in America today. It ain't happening, sadly.
We'll see ya.
Bye-bye, boys.
Have fun storming the castle.